once again, Merry Christmas. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. On Christmas morning over 2,000 years ago, the King of the universe, the long-awaited Messiah and Savior of mankind, finally arrived. Luke puts it this way. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The Savior of the world is born and laid in a manger, and doted upon by his mom and Joseph, and spied upon by curious animals, and this newborn Savior King is wrapped in swaddling cloths. I understand there's quite a learning curve to swaddling a baby. I wouldn't know, I never did it. I don't know, Janet, did you ever swaddle the kids? Swaddling, that's such a weird word anyway. But I understand that it's not as easy as you might think. Some, I guess, come about it pretty naturally, but ask any parent that's tried, I'll tell you that learning how to wrap that baby tight like a burrito takes some practice. And it kind of makes me wonder where Mary learned this art. Did she watch her own mother? Stop it. Did she watch her own mother swaddle her siblings? Did she learn by caring for other children in her village? Or on that night, did it take her 1, 2, or 12 tries to get it right? She didn't have the advantage of watching a YouTube video to speed the process along. And they do have them. But she simply had to figure it out. And she would certainly need to figure it out. Swaddling a baby was and is not merely an act of tender care from parent to infant. They say it's critical to providing a newborn with warmth and security, both of which are essential to that brand new baby falling asleep. And you can bet that Mary likely wanted Jesus, meek and mild as he may have been, to take a nap that first Christmas morning. Traditionally, newborns would be washed with water and then rubbed with salt and olive oil, and then multiple strips of fabric, likely torn from various garments and household items, would be wrapped tightly around the child, securing their tiny arms to their side and their legs together, and serving to shield them from the cold. But they were wrapped in more than mere strips of cloth, because each child, each newborn, was wrapped up in love, as mom ensured that her little treasure, and in this case, our Lord and Savior, was safe and sound and snug as a bug. The swaddling cloths that wrapped our Savior on that Christmas morning were a small but important detail. After all, this was Jesus' first Christmas outfit. But more than that, these swaddling clothes are a picture of what this child, once grown, will provide for all of us, beginning with warmth. Temperatures aside, this world is a cold place. We don't like to dwell on it on Christmas morning, but life is filled with broken promises, tension-filled relationships, awkward interactions, gut-wrenching rejections, and terrible misunderstandings. And these can leave you feeling like an outsider, alone, caught in the cold, if you will. And perhaps you felt this kind of cold this holiday season. In a time when relationships are front and center, this season is packed with the opportunity for the dysfunction that's so common to human interaction to be felt in full force. And yet, born in Jesus on Christmas morning is the promise that you will never be stuck out in the cold when it comes to your Creator. Our sins and struggles rightly earn us an outsider status when compared to the beauty of our God and the standard for life and love that He's given to us and desires from us. But this baby was born to bring just such outsiders back into the fold and family of God. This child will grow to live the life of love that we should live, but fail to. And by faith in Him alone, His perfect commitment to the will of God will be credited to us. Clothed, swaddled, if you will, in His perfection, we will also enjoy His status. We are welcomed into God's grace and God's family as a son or daughter. You may be on the outs with any number of people in this cold world. You may have outsider status in all kinds of clubs and groups, but one relationship will never more be in doubt, because our status is strong and secure. You reside in the light and the warmth of God's love. He dotes on you and smiles at the very thought of you. I imagine, much like Mary did with her newborn baby, who is also her Savior. And one day, at the return of Christ, the acceptance that you have with God will outshine any rejection you may have experienced and any dysfunction that exists between you or anybody else. Swaddling also gives security and safety. If an infant's arms and legs are left flailing about, they can feel vulnerable. Studies tell us that outside the confines of the womb, as they shake and shiver, they feel like they're falling. And there's also the fact that they're prone to cuts and scrapes from their tiny and surprisingly sharp little fingernails. I remember those. But wrapped tight, they feel and are indeed safe. And we too are exposed. The world is not only cold, but it's dangerous. Death is all around us. And the scriptures say that Satan prowls like a roaring lion, seeking whom he will devour. Cancer strikes a loved one. A moral failure takes out the career of a respected friend. Divorce pulls apart a home that you fought and sacrificed for. The list goes on and on, because the attacks of this sin-sick world come at us from all sides. But this little boy born in Bethlehem came to confront every evil that threatens us and to battle every foe that terrorizes us. He's here to live, to fight, to die, and to rise like a man on a mission. And in his brief life, he will face every evil and confront every terror, taking each one, including death, head on. And he will crush them all. He will win by losing. And it will confuse those around him at first. But in dying, in being rejected by his own people, punished for crimes he did not commit, giving his life on the cross as if he was the chief of sinners, this newborn will bring new life into the world. The one whose birth is so precious to us this morning will take the punishment of the world's evil upon himself. He will take it upon himself, and it will no longer have any kind of permanent claim on us. He will go from being washed in salt and olive oil and wrapped in swaddling clothes to being bathed in perfume. in preparation for a burial. Covered in spices and laid in a tomb. But that will not be the end, because he will rise victorious. And through faith in this child, through our relationship of dependence upon who this baby is and all that he will do, his victory over everything that would threaten us becomes our victory. As we walk through this world, there will be times when it seems as though we are flailing and falling. We will be cut and bruised, both physically and emotionally, because that's what this world does. But those who belong to Jesus are wrapped and swaddled securely and safe in the care of God. Only the love of God is deeper than the love of a mother toward her newborn child. If you watch her, she can hardly take her eyes off of him. Tears. Mary's love for the Lord on this Christmas day is a glimpse of God's love for all of us. Only our God and Father loves you with a greater love. It's easy and understandable to be distracted by other gifts that are given and received on Christmas morning. But if you can know the truth, that you too are swaddled in warmth and safety and in the care of the one who loves you, more than you can possibly imagine, how much different life could be. What would a life filled with the certainty of God's love look like? How would we live, knowing that beyond a shadow of a doubt, nothing could separate us from his constant presence and love? Because this truly is the reality that's ours. Would you live with a bit more bravery? Willing to take on the things that are of greatest consequence, knowing that God has your back? Because he does. Would you let go of some of the anxiety, knowing that you already possess that which matters the most? Because you do, and God is always with you. Would you sleep more soundly at night, knowing that life's biggest battles have already been fought for you and won for you? Because they have. Might there be a bit more boldness in word and deed and more lightness in your heart if you grasp just how tightly you're wrapped in the good things of God through Jesus Christ? Because, and hear me clearly, God's got you, and he's not letting go of you. Those swaddling cloths that wrap our Savior are a small but important detail. They're a picture of what this child, once grown, will provide for all of us. What we receive this day, a beloved child wrapped in love, is what we, through this child, get to become. Is there any gift under your tree that can begin to compare with this kind of love? With this kind of love, no matter who you are, where you are, who is with you, or who is not with you, today truly is a very merry and blessed Christmas. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.